Raymond Lowry. Around from 1893 to 1986, Lowry is often referred to as the father of industrial design, or the man that designed America. The 30s to 60s. The 1930s represented a new age after years of war and prohibition, and many designers were looking to give the world something to celebrate. Raymond Lowry launched his career in industrial design in 1929 when Sigmund Gestener, a British manufacturer of duplicating machines, commissioned him to improve the appearance of a mimeograph machine. In 3 days, 28-year-old Lowry designed the shell that was to encase Gestener duplicators for the next 40 years. The Shell Logo. In 1967, the Shell Company approached Lowry with a design problem. Its emblem was difficult to distinguish from a distance or in poor lighting. The logo Lowry chose is still in use today. The Pecten, Shell's version, has gone through some facelifts over the years. In fact, the first Pecten wasn't a Pecten, scallop shell, at all. It was a mussel shell introduced in 1900 and replaced in 1904 by the first version of the scallop shell motif. The Pecten symbol currently in use worldwide was designed in 1971 by Lowry. The design and testing process completed by Lowry's firm took more than 4 years. One of the tests involved hanging various prototype Pectens on poles where they could be viewed by drivers passing on a nearby British motorway. Drivers were later contacted for their opinions on the prototypes. Innovation. He was innovative largely for his approach to using design and creativity as the key to his work. This is exemplified through those Raymond Lowry quotes. It all starts with an inspired, spontaneous idea. Satisfying the needs of real people in the real world. First and foremost, we apply our creativity to generating ideas. Between two products equal in price, function and quality, the better looking will outsell the other. Key influences. He started the Lowry Design Agency, and through the years he designed the first Coke bottle, the Shell and Exxon logos, in addition to numerous cars and stamps. In 1972, Raymond Lowry was named one of America's most influential people by Life magazine, and even today his work is an inspiration to designers all over the globe. Impact. By 1951, his industrial design firm was so prolific that he was able to claim, "The average person leading a normal life, whether in the country, a village or a city, is bound to be in daily contact with some of the things, services or structures in which Raymond Lowry Associates was a party during the design or planning stage."